From Washington, this is VOA News. The Midwestern U.S. city of St. Louis sees a third day of protests against perceived racism by police. And West Africa's Ebola death toll nears 5,700. I'm Michael Lippin. The Midwestern U.S. city of St. Louis has seen a third day of protests against a grand jury's decision not to indict a local white policeman for fatally shooting an unarmed black teenager in August. Hundreds of people demonstrated in front of St. Louis City Hall on Wednesday, chanting, "Shame, shame." Police arrested three people for failing to disperse and charged one of them with assault. The August shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by Officer Darren Wilson inflamed racial tensions in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. Many of its black residents have complained that the shooting is part of a wider problem of discrimination against them by the town's predominantly white police force. Wilson has denied any racial motivation behind the shooting, saying he opened fire in self-defense against a heavily built youth who assaulted and charged at him. U.S. authorities have deployed more than 2,000 National Guard troops in Ferguson. They appear to have calmed the violence that ravaged the city in the previous 2 days. Other cities across the U.S., including New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Portland, and Dallas, were quiet after largely peaceful demonstrations. Well, almost 5,700 people have now died from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa amid signs that the spread of the virus is slowing. New figures released on Wednesday by the World Health Organization showed the death toll increasing to 5,689. The total number of Ebola cases rose to 15,935. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. military has acknowledged playing a role in a Yemeni government raid that freed 8 hostages held by al-Qaeda in the country's east. A day after the Pentagon refused to comment, a U.S. defense official told VOA that American troops cooperated with Yemeni forces to free the hostages, who included Yemenis and an Ethiopian. VOA's Jeff Selden has more on the raid that Yemeni officials say also killed 7 suspected al-Qaeda fighters.
Northeastern University terrorism expert Professor Max Abrams says with or without U.S. involvement, the operation's noteworthy.
It worked in 2 senses. The first is there was the release of hostages, and several of the hostage takers were killed.
As first reported by the New York Times, some 2 dozen American commandos took part in the operation. Abrams says the apparent success may put more pressure on the U.S. to turn to special forces in its fight against terrorists elsewhere. But Brian Michael Jenkins, a senior advisor at the RAND Corporation and a former Green Beret, says while the use of special forces in rescue missions has happened several times over the past few years, no one should expect it to become the norm. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
NATO's top military commander says a large number of Russian troops are still operating in eastern Ukraine, providing a backbone to separatists fighting Ukrainian government forces. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove spoke to reporters in Kiev on Wednesday about the alleged Russian military presence in Ukraine.
It's less about the exact number. It's more about the fact that there is a great force there that can be exerted if it's required. Inside Ukraine, we still see a large number of Russians who are involved primarily in training, advising, assisting, and helping the forces of the Russian-backed forces in the east.
Well, Breedlove says the United States remains committed to providing Ukraine with financial support, equipment, and expert advice to help it respond more effectively to the situation in eastern Ukraine. And in Hong Kong, authorities have cleared a main protest camp and arrested 2 leaders of the Occupy movement. Occupy demonstrators have been calling for greater democracy in the autonomous Chinese territory. On Wednesday, Hong Kong police took away several protesters, including student leaders Lester Shum and Joshua Wong, during a several-hour operation to clear barricades from a road in the Mong Kok neighborhood. We can find more on those stories by looking at our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour with another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.